David Blackwell is being remembered as a dedicated community member, good friend, and family man. The 68-year-old died April 19 after a battle with cancer. He was well known in Newmarket and York region, having grown up in town and later with a four-decade-long career at Rogers in community television. Anything that was in York region, particularly with Newmarket, he did everything right up until 21 months before he retired, said Pat Wade, his wife and soulmate. In his 44-year career with Rogers Television, he produced countless elections, Santa Claus parades, Ontario Special Olympics opening and closing ceremonies, hockey tournaments, police funerals, and many other important community events. In the last 21 months before he retired, he moved to the corporate side and produced more than 100 events in that time. Outside of work, he was heavily involved with the community. One example was through Easter Seals. Blackwell was the co-chair of the annual walkathon along with Joe Persichini. Where will I start? I have known David for 40 years, such a long friendship, Persichini said in an online tribute. He talked about how he and Blackwell would spend their Fridays figuring out how to make the walkathon better, ordering pizza from all over town to figure out which was the best, and drinking wine together. We had great meals and great times, a wonderful friendship that grew better than ever, he said. I lost a great friend and I want to thank him for letting me into his life. Outside of his public involvement, Blackwell was all about family. He had two kids, Carrie and Graham, who grew up in Newmarket. They would tag along with him to various community events, spend time together at the cottage, and joke around together. Dad was always fun, adventurous. He was silly, Graham said. He loved spending time with my sister and I, and he was a great father. He said his dad was a giant to him. In the 1990s, Blackwell met Wade and they quickly became adventure partners. The first time we went out for a pizza, he said, you know, so, what do you like to do? And I said, oh, I really, really like to hike. And he says, I've never hiked, but, that would be fun to do. And that was kind of it after that. We became known as the hikers, she said. They traveled often together, and every trip they took had a hiking element to it. That's why when they decided to get married in Tucson, Arizona, hiking was a part of the big day. We got married at this little, tiny B&B there, just the two of us, and then we went for a hike. Literally, that's exactly what we did, and it was an amazing day, Wade said. Over their 28 years of marriage, they went to Peru, Chile, Argentina and many more destinations, but one of the most special was Zermatt, Switzerland. It became an annual spot to visit for 22 years. On one trip there, Blackwell and Wade were having lunch at a tiny restaurant in the mountains, and the owners, with whom they were friends, came out and shared they were going to be grandparents. Blackwell asked what they were going to be called, and he learned the name for grandmother in Swiss German as Oma, and for grandfather, it's Opa. And David says, oh, my gosh, that's amazing. And so he says, I'm going to be known as Opa, too, Wade said. That's how Graham's three children, Willow, Everlay and Sailor, lovingly referred to him. I know that Dad cherished every moment that he was ever with his grandkids, Graham said. Dad really made it known how important family was. Being an Opa was extremely special to him. There is a webpage where friends and family can share their memories of Blackwell, and both Graham and Wade said it has been incredible to see the response after his passing. Getting to read the comments from so many people in his career and friends, is amazing, Wade said. On top of the many friends and family who remember him, Blackwell is missed by Wade, his daughter, Carrie, Graham and his wife, Amanda, and their three children, his sisters, Sharon, Arlene, Carol and Connie, and their spouses and children. We miss him. He's larger than life. He really, really was, Wade said of her husband. There won't be a public funeral service for Blackwell. Instead, the family will hold a private memorial party as they said that's what he would have wanted. He didn't want us to be sad. He wanted us to celebrate him. And that's what we're going to do, Wade said.